on Kufnun Zayin, we're at the last Ramah, on what's page Ayin Ches, I believe, the second page of Kufnun Zayin in your copies. as I mentioned last week, this sif is really many sifim, many different rules. And the Ramah that begins with Dafgim writes, and we're really talking about the rules of Yehar Thayavar. So there are a few things that are not on the page that I wanted to bring up that I neglected to bring up last week. The first thing is a Bedek Habayis. There's a safer Bedek Habayis from the Ra'ah. That's not what I'm referring to. In the Beis Yosef, on rare occasion, there was something that the Beis Yosef added in the later printing of the Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef that we have, the traditional print, which is Rashi letters, there are, I would hold this up, but you won't see anything anyway, just a bunch of letters, but there are in block letters an insertion, which is Bedek Habayis, Beis Hei it begins, and that is something that was added by the Beis Yosef later, after the original publication, if you use the word, of the Beis Yosef. And here he adds something which, as you'll see in a moment, is rather controversial. It is word for word in the Dasikein Bali Tosis on Parshas Noach, which means that it was taken from one to the other. I don't know exactly from which to which. And there's a Ritvan Avodah Zarah, I believe, that says pretty much the same thing. It may not be word for word. And here, he deals with the following hetel. Let me read his lashon. It says in Parshas Noach, it says, "Aches dimchem l'nafshei seichem edrash," that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave the Bnei Noach that there's an iser tzicha. Ach is a miyot. It means that there's some issue where there is no iser tzicha. There's some exception. Now, also from Dimchem L'Nafshei Sechem, we learned the Isser of committing suicide. That a person, his own blood, his own neshama, he's also warned that there's an Isser. Ach is a miyot. So it says the following. Yochel Afke Chananya Mishal V'Azariah, Talmud Loi Ma'ach. What does that mean? Pirish. So this is a medrash. He brings some Beishis Rabbah. Yochel Afke Chananya Mishal V'Azariah, Talmud Loi Ma'ach. Pirish, so Beis Yosef says, Shabishas Hashmad Yochel Limtzer Atzmai Lemisa, V'laharoyges Atzmai, Imu Yedea Shal Yuchel Amoid B'Nisayin. He says that the Issus commit suicide has an exception. That in the Kibishas Hashmad, when they force people to be Eved Avodah Zarah, so the din is Yahar Gval Yavar, so Poshim Shat Yahar Gval Yavar, it doesn't mean a person kills himself. It means others kill him rather than him being Eved Avodah Zarah. So the Beis Yosef says from this Medrash that you're allowed to, your ach is mamayit, that a person is allowed to kill himself in such a situation. And he says, v'chein, yochel afilu kishol ben kish, Shim yare shemiyasala yisurim kashish yachal asitzu atzmei lemisa, tamid loy ma'ach. Umekan mevi'in raya. Now this is the controversial part. Mekan mevi'in raya hashechtim tinoikis b'shas hashmad. Those who hold that you're allowed to kill children b'shas hashmad, and this is a reference to the Crusades, during the Crusades where the Crusaders came, and they would kill the adults and take the children and shmad them. So there were those that were matter to lishchay tatinaikis b'shas hashmad, to kill the children rather than have them fall into shmad. So they say the raya is from this, that ach is a miyot, that just like something is yaharik v'al-yavar, this ritzicha is also waived for something that's yaharik v'al-yavar. V'yesh ha'isrim, u'mefarshin hach tamud lay ma'ach, she'en yochel harig atzmai, that it's only a heta to kill oneself. I'm sorry, he's saying it means not to kill biyadayim, but to give oneself to Misa. So there's on this he says the Sheikh Dima Tinaikis Asaimuch, and he says, yeah, Shaisrim, not that way. Umaisa. He brings a Maisa, Barav Echad Shashacha Tinaikis Harbi Bishasa Shmad, Shayore Shiavira Maldas. There was a Maisa with Rav Echad who killed many Tinaikis Bishasa Shmad, Vahya Imai Rav Acher, because Allah Vakare Retzayach, Ulay Khashlo Dvarav. So someone who argued with him and said that he's a Retzayach, Vulay Khashlo Dvarav, Vamar Rav Amineya. So the Rav who tried to stop him said, in Kidvarai, Yahari Goyse Rav, the Misa Mishuna. If I'm right, then that Rav who's a Retzayach should be a die in a Misa Mishuna. The Chain Haya, Shatafsu Akim, Vayu Pashtin Oirai, Vinaisin Chayel Bein Orva Habasar. And he died in Misa Mishuna, but he is. V'acha kach nizbatla ha-gezeira. V'im lo shachat oisam, epshur shahayu nitzaylim. V'lo yoyu hargim oisam. So, the Beis Yosef brings, it sounds like from the way he ends up with the story, that he agrees with the Yisrim. That the Yisrim who said that there's no heter to kill in order to save from Shmad, that is sort of flies. Now, yes. Cycle yourself and cycle others. Neither as mutter. Killing others is worse than killing yourself. Okay, the ice are mastering both here. But, okay, perhaps you're right. What? Huh? Oh, so that's the thing. In the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, it says the reverse. In the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, it's Meshabeach, the Kehilos, and the Lashon is that they killed the children, then they killed each other. That's the Lashon we say. Now, see, Mesad, there's no Raya. It might have been Shalai Kedin. It might have been Kedin, it might have been Shalai Kedin. So you have no Raya. But from the fact that it's in Kinnis, and some of the Kinnis were written by Rabbi Elazar Kalir, if the Beis Yosef would add a kinnis that was written by Rabbi Kalir, according to many, it was a Tana. So the Tana would say it's Mutter. I don't think the Beis Yosef would have brought a machlokes. He brings it afterwards. That afterwards, you see, the kids could have been saved. But from the language, sounds like it's both. Sounds like it's both. And he argued on that some heter. He said, then Shaul, who killed himself, maybe he did Shalai Kedin. Shalai Kedas Sechamim Asa. So there, by Shaul, it wasn't because he might be saved. He wasn't saved at the end. They took his body. So Shaul killed himself. They bring a raya that... So he obviously, the way it's brought here, it's both. I think it's brought the same lashon. Shaul's heter, there are three sheetahs for Shaul's heter. You have to get the tapes. It's about 15 years old, but the Torah is 1500 years old. I mean, that's the Torah. So there are a number of questions of why Shaul killed himself. There are those who say he killed himself because he was afraid of Yisurim and the sianis of Baruch Tavai Nizara. Those who say it was because of Shemis Ailubi, on the page, in the Navi it says, and there are even those who say that he didn't kill himself, that it's not so clear. There are two versions in the Pasuk of what happened. So, I don't know, he told his sword bearer to do it. Those who are mat here, Yisurim, also bring a raya from Shaul. It's Mokim Yisurim. But anyway... So this is as I said, it's a controversial thing. Chas v'shalom, you ever have to come to a pasuk in such a shaila, but it's something that I guess that people should be aware of. So that's one need. Yeah.
How do we war if there's a soldier below the girls?
It's captured. Wouldn't that be? Well, it doesn't matter if he has a pill or a sword. The question is if it's mutter.
Does it matter if Roma or actual?
Sinai pill is actual, I think. So yeah, it would be a shiloh. It would be such a
shiloh.
Watch too many TV shows. You know, I once told my class, they didn't know what I was talking about, so I won't do it anymore. but you're old enough to know. When I was a kid, they had a TV show that was two episodes. At the end of the first episode, the hero would be about to be killed in some crazy way. Which show was that? Remember? Yeah. So at the end of every show, you always wonder, they captured the guy, why don't you just shoot a bullet through his head? Right? They always attached him some contraption where, you know what I'm talking about? Some contraption where he'd get killed. So that makes sense. Why didn't they just shoot him? So Teretz is Pashit, because the halachi is, if you kill through grama, you're not chayim Mrs. Bezdin. If you kill by a dime, you're chayim Mrs. Bezdin. So they won't be chayim Mrs. Bezdin. So b'meila, they would kill them in this mission. What? The director must have told them. Yeah. So this is the thing.
Yeah. The
issue of Masada is a very controversial one, because there's no real, as outside of Josephus, there's no real Masaira of Masada, and Josephus, for the most part, his main things are true. His personal opinions are suspect, because he played to the Romans a lot. So the whole story of Masada is not clear, and there's a tremendous debate about whether those in Masada did the right thing, didn't do the right thing, whether they should be seen as heroes or not seen as heroes. I suppose it would be close to this. So the here in Masada wasn't a question of Shmad, it was a question of yeah, Darbame Yisilad Mitzulis Yam is also mashma that they did the right thing from the way we talk about it in the Kinnis. It's also mashma. Now in Kinnis, Gemara and Gittin. They asked the Gadol Shabbat and said the Kinnis, right? He said, is it Chias HaMeisim from the Yam?
Wasn't it something in World War II about Beis Yaakov would kill themselves rather than
the Nazis taking advantage? Yeah. Throw me into the yam. So we're going to talk about Yaina. It's really the end of the Sif. We're going to talk about Yaina Mitzvah. Right. Yeah, it's a separate issue. Mesira Sayachid, let's all us around. Okay, so that's one sort of a side issue. There's a second, which is related a bit, is the question of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. The question was, in the Warsaw Ghetto, they knew they were all going to be killed. And they knew that the uprising had no chance of defeating the Germans. And the question was whether it was Kedai, or whether each Yid should take an attitude that if I could live one more day and do a few more mitzvahs, let me live another day. Why should I go and put myself in Sakana for no tayelas? There's no tayelas in the uprising. You kill a few Germans, what's going to happen? They have here Nachum Zev is Psak. Shimshin has nothing to do with it. In the case of Shimshin, he was Matalema. Says that he was more. He did more with his last Maisa than what he did in all his whole life.
So.
No, but in the case of the Warsaw Uprising, there was no, it wasn't the Cheshmanon, there was no Havamina they were going to do Matzliach. Anyway, this printed from Rabbi Nachum Zemba, his tshuva on the topic. It's known that Rabbi Nachum Zemba supported the uprising, and here is a language, this is from one of his biographies, one of the biographies of Rabbi Nachum Zemba. And the language is the following. It's interesting language. He says, Rav Shimshin was the Shayol. So, Iyanti b'parshas Nekama. It's Kaseisi ma'id b'inyin zeh. Nekama v'netira heim loisaseh mefureshes. On the one hand, taking revenge is a lav. U'mechemes mitzvah, yeshchaivas Nekama. Nekayim yekmas nei yisrael meisam edyonim. If it's a bad midah, why does it say Nekayim? Hehezber u'pash, Nekama eine chuka b'leitam. The Isra taking the Kama is not a chayk. Eliyesh Tamladam. Yemanaykim is kavim la'atzma yulub saray. If the person taking revenge is thinking for himself, umayt have been the Kama sipuk shafel umaguna la'atzma yeshavera b'davim. Lu'umazeh, the mechemes mitzvah, ain't on the Kama laman afrat, el laman aklal. When the person goes out to battle, mechemes mitzvah, then the Kama is not his personal satisfaction, it's for Klal Yisrael. Vinasis mitzvah kilchasa. So then it says, Nekayim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, meisa midyanim. Kasha'onu misrachmi mipnuyais puritiyais, arunaisim tefila. When we distance ourselves from pniyais that are selfish, we daven, avinu malkeinu nekayim nikmas dam avadecha hashofuch. We ask for the come. Mutam ze aniraya shalafiha halacha, mitzvah b'mered b'meitav tachsisim mochama. He says that there's a mitzvah to rebel, the meitav to sisei mechama as best as we can. Shari b'nikmas dam ha'shofuch lo yitochin shei adam miskaven la'atzmai. In this type of nekama, nobody is mechama for himself. Kima nekama hizu in barer adava sh'olav laharek tchila. He knows from the very beginning that he's going to be killed either way. Ava kiddush Hashem yeshkan. L'chemes mitzvah yim u'mechem kezu mitzvah b'nekama b'misiras nefesh b'kedushas hadas v'haratzim. That's the language as it's printed here. They bring a source for it. And
he himself was killed
in the ghetto. So at any rate, he says here that there is such an idea. Okay, again, it's something you hope shouldn't come up, but... What? What is mocker for it is? That's what he's saying. He's saying together is that when it's a personal revenge, then it's Aser. And when it's a Klal Yisrael, it's not. He brings a second quote from him. Who's this quote from? Yud Lamid Feingold. Somebody who got out of the ghetto. So he quotes him as following. He writes that he walked in, and when he was done...
Somebody survived, and therefore they had...
Well, there were individuals always that survived. That they didn't necessarily survive because of the uprising. There were those who got out. But, all right, I don't know. I'm just reading what it says here. He describes how he walked into the room and svarim al svarim ho yimunachim al shulchan katan. It's not like he just sat there and decided something. And he describes the people that were in the room with him. Six people. Anyway, he quotes him. The second quote is the following. Medamra ani aleichem etachisha vadas v'ani oima aleichem shezu haderech. He said, I'm talking to you calmly, and I'm telling you this is the way. Lis kaimein, lis nageid, kol mi she'achelis b'yadai lilmoid b'nei Yehuda keshes. V'adai rabbi me'itonu misnagdin l'mered, l'shimish v'kli zayin. Odom korav la'atzmai, kol odom reitza b'chayim. V'adai she'en yedeinu regilais b'mulchama, b'frat b'yadayim reikonais, klapei anak b'neshek u'betumak e'echad. He said, certainly people want to live, and there's a hisnagdus to risking your life. But that stuffs up the mind. So not like the old Kiddush Hashem is today's Kiddush Hashem. Today, converting is not going to satisfy the Germans. I'm not sure exactly how that fits into the words. That's the way he quotes him as saying. But then he brings this last quote that I quote at the end of that piece. So, should I tell you? Iluzachinu, he would have survived and written a long tshuva on the topic. But in the meantime, we only have second-hand quotes. That's what it sounds like. But it's funny because in the next paragraph he says that we know we have no choice. I don't know.
Is it one of the other people outside the ghetto should survive while the Germans are winning?
No, it's not what he's saying. I don't think so. He's saying as Nekama for Klal Yisrael, Nekama Nikmas Yisrael.
It's a ceremony. In the old days, if they would change their das, then it's a Kiddush Hashem not to change your das and just to die.
So that difference we all appreciate. Where it leads is the...
So
is a difficult thing.
It wouldn't make a difference anyway. You might as well take a few with you.
In the Chesed Yeshua, the Chustar of Sefer, in the Hagdama, he writes that they asked him. He survived the war. He was in Hungary. He wasn't in Poland, and they asked him about running away. When someone escaped from the ghetto, the Germans took revenge by killing many people. So they asked him a shaila of an individual's two shailas: is a person allowed to escape? Is a person allowed to help someone else escape? So the question is, if he escapes and the Germans find out and they kill many, I don't know, in the ghetto, if they had kept track of each individual, but certainly the camps, if someone escaped, so they would line up people and kill the whole room of people. So he writes two things. He writes, first of all, as far as a person escaping, he says he has a makar in halacha. It says in Gittin that Chazal made two takanis, that ain poidin es hashvuyim b'yosem mikdei demayim, that you're not poid hashvuyim for exorbitant amounts, and secondly ain avrichin es hashvuyim, that you're not supposed to go and do a rescue mission to save shvuyim, because if you save shvuyim, the next time they are shvuyim, they're going to be much more tough on them. So he says in the first one, it says, except a person spending his own money. A person spending his own money to be paid himself, or his children want to spend the father's money to be paid to him, so that there's no restriction. A person for himself, Chazal de Nasser, the only acid that the kalal shouldn't be paid in Shuyim Yasim Adai Demeyim. So he says, what about the second takana? That Eim Avrichin Es HaShvuyim. Does that include the person himself shouldn't escape? So he brings a raya that takana also doesn't apply to the person himself. And he says, I think he brings a makkah for it in one of the Rishayim, that it doesn't apply to the person himself, and that it's mutter. So he says, there's no shaila that the person himself is allowed to escape, even though he put others into sakana. He says, what about helping someone escape, helping someone else escape, and putting people into sakana? So he says, under normal conditions, he would say it's aser. But he said, in the case of the Germans, where everybody, it's a different situation, they're out to kill everybody, there's no rachmonis on anybody anyway, and they're all sort of, the plan is to kill them all. He says, in that case, these rules don't apply, that whoever can get out, it'll be hatzala, and whoever can't escape, won't escape. And that's what he writes.
So they have an exact count, like on the train, say 100 yidin from this town. And on the train, sometimes there's an opportunity for someone to buy their
That's exactly out. What we're talking about. That's so exactly what we're talking about.
One of them is using the Germans, they're going to have to take
That's exactly what I've been talking about last few minutes.
So to some, it sounds like it's mother.
That's what I just finished saying.
But what are the no exchange in Israel? One soldier was the
I got news for you. I don't know if you're going to believe me. They did not call and ask me. And I wouldn't want to be called and asked. I don't pass that question. But I will tell you, sir, there is another cheshbin sometimes in the ruach of a people, you know, it's besides the cold calculation, there's a certain, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but to raise the spirits of a people sometimes, or of an army, sometimes things are necessary. So I can't tell you yes or not. Emavrichen, you're not supposed to rescue, yeah. That's what it says in the Gittin. It's not so posh. It's when they're in Uganda and it's not likely they'll have more shvuyim, is one thing. When it's a wartime and they have shvuyim and it's possible to happen again, so that's a separate issue. Yeah.
But on the first time they were given the mayhem, everything is possible but he says the sentence is Biglot Nefesh.
No, he says, "Since you want to kill everyone, so the cheshbin that one guy, he's going to go save himself and others will be killed. It's anyway spilled blood that people... Yeah. Well, Muhammad, you know, Rabbi Chassidus says a rule that by Muhammad there's no din of Yava Val Yahareg, because if you're not putting something kof nefesh for a mitzvah, you're not putting something kof nefesh for any Muhammad's rishus, for money, you're allowed to go to war. So Rabbi Chassidus says it is a rule. The Nitziv finds a mockerford in the pasuk. There's a Nitziv in Parshas Noach. It would say, Dam Odom Ba'odom, Hashefech Dam Odom Ba'odom, Dami Yishafech. So the Tziv says that the Isser Ritzicha is Dam Odom Ba'odom, is when it's individuals. But in nations, there's no dinner of Ritzicha. I think his language is, I haven't seen it in many years, but I think his language is Kachi Darka Shaloylam, that the Al-Muhammad is between countries. And he says that Muhammad is not included in the Isser Ritzicha. And that's why, because the Gemara says Beferish, that David HaMelech, when he needed money, and in the beginning of Brachas, the Daftal, hey, he said, pishtu yideichem bigdud, go attack. So for financial benefit, you're allowed to go to war. People died in wars. And David, people think in David HaMelech's wars, nobody died. It's not true. It's not true. It says Beferish, when Uriah died, so it says, kach v'kach, yechlu acherev. Every battle, people die. It's every battle, people die. And Gemara says that... The Gemara says that that people died in battle, and therefore, how are you allowed to go out for financial benefit? So that's this this cheshbon of Odom Ba'odom Dami Yishof. I wasn't worried about the guy. I was worried about the Jews. The guy was my cheshbon. That's right. All right, so we return to the Ramah in Kuftan Zayin. The Ramah I'm up to is the second Ramah, Kuftan Zayin Sif Aleph, the end of the page. I think it's page Ayin Zayin Zayin? We're in the wrong page. Ayin Ches. Page Ayin Ches, the last Ramah. The last Ramah says a Chiddush, which is not so well known. We said a minute ago, I have to tell you what we're going on. We're going on Shas HaShemad. Shas HaShemad, every mitzvah in the Torah is Yehareg Val Yavar. So the Ramah says, Chiddush, because the Machaber said, even on shoelaces, even if there's such a thing of Araksa Demisani, some type of a gezeira, of wearing shoelaces for whatever Goyish reason they had, it's Yehareg Val Yavar. So the Ramah, Dafkim, Reitzim, Lavir, Abim, Mitzvah, Loisa, said. Doctor, they're making someone do something they should not do. Avim gazu gezeira shalay l'kai mitzvah asay. Ein, that should say, it says, eich. Ein sarach l'kai mai. Now, before you turn, I just want to show what's the reason for it, the tazcha dalid. What's the reason? Why should be a difference in mitzvah asay, mitzvah lois asay? So it has nothing to do with the chaymer of the asay or the lois asay. The taz says, do'agam o'evdik chav yuchayim levatlim yimenu. If a guy doesn't want you to do an essay, he could stop you, because I should see move betfisa. He'll lock you up in a room. You're not going to be able to go and shake a lulav or listen to Shaifer. Now, I'm not clear exactly the lumdis of Taz Dalin. Now, what do we say? He's going on the Mechaver, that if the Shasak Zera, so everything is Yehareg Val Yavar. He says, except refraining from a Kiyam Mitzvah. Why? So he gives this lumdis, because he could stop you anyway. Hard to follow. The whole reason of Shasa Gzeira is because it's just Shasa Shmad. So if he stops you, he stops you. If he doesn't stop you, it's a little difficult to see the svara to what he's saying. In the Gilya Marsha on the side, near the bottom, the last full piece, which says Tasid Gotten Dalid, he says differently. He says, Yechai Levatim Yimenu Kagayin, Rashi Nosan Tam, Mishum De'eni Oysem Aysi B'yadayim. He says that it's not because he can make you do it anyway. The point is that Aveira B'Shev Al Tasa is always less stringent than an Aveira B'Kum V'Asei. So he's not doing it to be a Dayim, that's why. So not like the Tasa. Nafkamina Ben Atamim, Bahal Asa Tina B'Liba L'Hibay Aloi, B'Lavim Dera B'Kum V'Asei. So according to Rashi, it would be Asa. By an Asei that Ya'ivar B'Kum V'Asei, according to Rashi, it would be Asa. According to Taz's reason, it would seem to be us also. So what?
thing.
The same thing. So I don't know. He means nafkin.
But it doesn't look like the pastor came to not to do this for nafkin. I put him somewhere, so it doesn't look like they're doing the blood master. They're forcing him to do an act.
Right. So you're saying that maybe if they force him not to do a mitzvah say, it's not as much of a chizik to the shmad as if someone becomes vasei doesn't have eira. Could be. Okay, let's get back to the Ramah. Insarach l'kaimah v'shiyahareg miyu v'mashatzricha l'kafreis l'harig l'kaimah rishus biyadai. If he sees that for the gzeres hashmad it's shatzricha l'kaf, so then he could. So that's a mashat zricha lekach, like Rabbi Kiva, to a Torah Barabin. Oh, but the Ram Mechaber finishes. You don't have to, but a mashat zricha lekach, then you're allowed to. So it must be that there was a shat zricha lekach. Oh, but it's coming in a rice shichas damin. I feel a bit sinner. I feel a bit shasak zera. I feel a shaloi bishasak zera. So this every small child knows that the three primary averis are yahar v'al-yavar. That we all know. There's a pischei tshuva yud who says a chiddush. I don't know if they are chelkim on this or not. He says I'm a tshuva s'redvaz chelakav simen tzambik beis shehela. Now again, the redvaz in context was from the grushi svarad. Taking that in context, listen to what he says. Shehela duhu adinim oinsim lavar al achas makom mitzvah satayra v'omram she'ein teres moshe emes o she'anachnu echlafnu oisa kasheheim oimrim, that they want the person to be over an avera that's normally avar v'lo yaharik, but they're doing it based on apikorsis shalitziv ha'kosh baruch ha'akach shechayav limtsar im limtsar esnaf she'yoleha. See, he says that there's a chiyuv when they're making be over an avera b'shita, like in the shita of the apikorsis. So I don't know exactly what this radvaz means. It means that in the guy's heart there's such a shita, or it means he's asking the yid to be moided to the shita. So hard to see what he means. There is a mashal that says that it's yahar val yavar to be that's there's a mashal in Bava Kama someplace that says that if they force him to paskin to say the Torah says such and such, which is not true, that it's megal panim teirish like halacha is yoros yaharig val yavar. Maybe that's what this radvaz is referring to, and then it would be a difference. Just because the guy's shita is that way, if he's not forcing the yid to be moided to the shita, you're just telling the yid to we're shouting this, I'll shoot you. So then maybe that would be not included in this red box. So.
To deny that becomes
Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
Nachinami. So, but does that? So your saying is that he's forcing the yid to deny it.
Yeah.
So that I'm asking, but just his language isn't so clear. What is the guy says? The Torah labishamayim, and he's forcing. But he's not telling you to be mighty, he's just telling you to do the Avera. It's not so clear from the Pischei Tshuva if he means such a case. It's a Bizrayu, but he seems he. I don't know if he's saying after Bizrayu, which we're going to have a Machloikis. Alright, now comes the Ramah of Karka Olam. I think. Now let's see the Ramah. We all familiar with the idea, I think, that Karka Olam Shani. That a woman is not Yoharig Val Yavar when it comes to Gilei Arayis, because a woman is passive in the Aveira. So even though we know Gilei Arayis, Shuchas Damim, and Ritzicha, Yoharig Val Yavar, that does not apply when a woman is doing it, doing the Aveira passively, submitting. And that's what this Ramah is. The plea is that the Mechaber doesn't bring it. It's a Gemara. So we have to talk about why the Mechaber and the Rambam don't bring this well-known heter. It's a Gemara. So let's learn the Ramah, and then we'll discuss it. V'davkik sha'imrim lo'ilasis ma'isa. When is it yoharig val yavar? Only if they tell a person to do an act of gilei arayis shichas damim or avodah zarah. However, kosher b'leishal galei serva, ashi yoharig. If the ma'an is a woman, lava yaleha, to be mezana with her, oy shiraitzim lashlichay ala tinik lahargai, or they want to use a yid's body, they're going to put the throw the Jew onto a child and kill him. The Jew is passive; he just allows it to be done. Oy kashu kivar muksha for raitzim laanasay say laerva. He already has a kishui. They want to force it. Do they want to use his body to do a maisis in us? Ain't sarich liharik. So there, a person doesn't have to be killed. So this is the heter of karkayla, that if you, a person doesn't do a maisa, that there's no yarg valyavar, and that's the way we pass it. Question is why the Rambam doesn't bring it. Now I have to tell you what the Gemara says. Gemara asks from Esther, and the Gemara says two terutzim. Abaya says she's karkayla. Abaya was that Esther was passive in the, at least in the Maisa's Nus. And Rava answers Hanos Atzmai Shani. He says Achashverosh didn't do it Lahavir al Adas, he did it for Hanos Atzmai. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Rambam leaves out Karka Olam. The question is, why did he leave out Karka Olam? There are two possible approaches to the Rambam. Either the Rambam holds that Esther was not Eishes Ish, and by Karka Olam Shani does not apply to Gili Arayis, it would be a Deraisa. Or the Rambam paskins like Rava, not like Abaya. It's Abaya and Rava saying two terutzim. Now there's no hechrach they argue, could be just two terutzim that agree, but maybe the Rambam held they argue and he passed like Rava, not like Abaya. So those are the two approaches. Let's see Shachtes, and we'll see. Ain't sarach lahareg elam kain have a beferhesia kain kaser rebeinu ruchim saif nisiv yudches reviyah bedek abayis. So he says rebeinu ruchim says that even karka olam beferhesia is still aser v'teima menoleha avagav dekasu taisis for rosh say perak sarumar rosh perak avdik suvis gabi yada paruch es deferhesia have. Why does the Gemara ask ka es deferhesia have what paruch gili arayis have? Why doesn't the Gemara say gili arayis have? So that's why the Gemara uses a lashon as the karka olam fahesia haisa. That's what the maksha held. The maksha asked that as the fahesia hava. Why do you say gili arayis? Because she was karka olam. That's true in the hava mina. Aval amay de betaritz hasam. Abaye answers as the karka olam haisa. Abaye does answer. The Gemara asks how as the fahesia hava. And Abaye says karka olam, eitzarach laharig mitav karka olam for the buchla hedya b'taisus of a rasham. So how in the world could you bring a raya from the kasha of the Gemara and not from the teretz? Gemara asked her as the farhesia have. So vice does that it's only also because it's farhesia. If it's gilei arayis, it's mutav for karka olam. Even for and the only is farhesia. So the Brady Yeruchim is bringing a raya farhesia is yarig v'yavar, but the Gemara answers karka olam. He says, the Efshur is feeling Rebbe Yeruchim, the Rava, the Bishani Hasam, Anas Asma Shani, Polaga Abaya. Maybe he holds that Rava, who says Anas Asma is different, argues on Abaya, is feeling like Sakh Dakh Dishas, Meikara. The Mikab Karaka Oilam, the Farhesia, Arg Valyavar. As Karaka Oilam, if it's Farhesia, meaning for Shmad reasons, Yarg Valyavar. And the only reason that it was mutadir is because hadas asreshani. It wasn't done for shmad. Avolay yadati milalaha. The efshel and yedina rava ma'ida la baya v'chemash v'rosh v'gamarif hevi peruka da baya udarava. Am a svirale tarvaya kushtanir ladina v'chemash maran. And therefore, the shach argues Rebbeinu Yeruchim. He says that karka olam for hesia, she's not mukhrach to be yarg v'yava. What? Both meaning, both terutzim. Not mashma that way from Rava, because Rava is saying that Hanos Asmei Shani, so he's not arguing with Abaya. Abaya said Esther Shani Esther Karka Olam Hais. So there was also Hanos Asmei. It sounds like it's two terutzim. Now it could be either or. That could be. Could both terutzim are true, and then either or is ahead. Rabbi Yeruchim is saying for Hesia even without a Baisa, right? That's what Rabbi Yeruchim says, that out for Hesia, even the Karka Olam, there's an Isser. The Rambam doesn't hold it at the Kaka Elam at all. So what he says in the Geras Hashmad could be, I don't know, but in the Yad he doesn't bring such a distinction. He doesn't bring such a chilat. So I don't know. The Mechaber seems to be going. Did the Mechaber have the Geras Hashmad? I don't know. So why he's Mechaber is not Mechalik. Mechaber doesn't bring the heter of Karka Elam. It's a plea. What happens if a Sephardi ends up in such a situation? They quickly convert to be an Ashkenazi. I don't know. It's a strange thing. My Sinefesh for being a Sephardi. There's no mitzvah Kiddush Hashem on that. I don't know. It's a hard thing. So that's one thing in the Ramah. The het Karka Elam. It's so funny. This is all stuffed in one sif. Look at the next thing the Ramah brings. B'chol Yisrael v'nizog Yishrus Damim. Even if it's a part of Gilei Arayos, it's only a lav. It's also Yarg Val Yavar. That's called Abizrayu. But if somebody threatens to kill you if you don't give him a gun, or you don't give him an Avaydazara, so even though he's going to go to an Avera with it, Lifnei Iver is not Yarg Val Yavar. However, a lav, Abizrayu, of these three, is Yahorik Val Yavar. So here we have again a gigantic chiddush. Look in Shach Yud. He brings the Makar from a Gemara. The Amrinam Bishas. There's a story. Ma'ase about the Mechad Shadas and Eina Bisha Achas Hela Li Baitina. He had a tremendous taiva to this woman, and he became sick from it. Amor Arayfim Eilei Takana. You ever heard such a thing? He's so sick from wanting this woman that he's going to die. Ad Shiti Ba'Aloi, unless he's Ba'Aloi. Amor Chacham Yamus Valti Ba'Aloi. Tam the fun of Aruma. Maybe if she stands in front of him naked, it'll do it. Yamus la tam the fun of Aruma. To Sapri my mechere agether. Yamus. So these things are bizrayu. Vadi dvar melu enam gile arayis mamish. Ella sha'iver behem beloy sikrivu la gali serva. She will have to gile arayis. Kikas of Aran. Look, Yosef. So was she a player there? I don't know. But he's saying, la sikrivu means it was an erva. So he's saying it's a lav, and it's still Yarg Val Yavar. Fizer Mashu Svele Kar Rambam, say for me in a mitzvah, Mr. Shindon Gimel Zal Shaini, Hizer Akosav, Mehi Karayv Kol Elechad Me'arayis, Afilu Beloi Bia, Kogin Chibuk Nishuk Vadaim Lehem in Apulais Hazarais. It's funny, he calls it Apulais Hazarais. He says, kissing an Erva, a Chibuk, that's Nagia, is a Sederei Raisa. The Rambam says that it's a deraisa because of a smaglav and kulchavav because of a ra'abs b'sefer hachinuch mitzvah kuf peches. He identifies the author of the chinuch as the ra'a v'kesetayra v'lam shichav tes. So they all hold that there's a lav of leisikravu. Avol karambam b'asav yisholaisem yina mitzvah chayla kala rambam v'shein malkim in atayra elu v'bia gemura oy behara lisetchilas bia ayin sham sheherech. So, Varav Rav Yitzchak Leon b'Sefer Megillas Esther Shalayd Afkir Ches Sosa Kol Devei Ramban Delakar Ramban B'Chein Derali Machov DeDehelali B'Tina. Period. Now, till here, it's enough of a chiddush that Abizrayu is also Yehoreh Val Yavar. This is a Machlokes HaPaiskim, Machlokes Rishayim, Machlokes HaPaiskim. If Abizrayu of Gilei Arayis is Yehoreh Val Yavar or not. However, the second half of this shach is a more important klal ladina. As you know, there's a question if negia she'eino shalchiba is asa to an erva. Negia shalchiba is an seder aisa. Could be har val yavar. The question is negia, which is not a chiba negia. Let's say to go to a woman doctor, to a woman dentist, who's there's negia, but it's negia she'eino shalchiba, a dentist for sure. And the question is whether that's included in Leisikrivu Legalei Sarva. What is the heter? It's the shach in Kuflan Zayin in Yeridaya, the second half of the shach. Makomaki Mashma. Now, for Rambam Loi Ka'omar, even the Rambam who says Negia is a Nisadar Aisa, El Kshoyse Chibo Fenishok Dera Chibas Bia, in a romantic way. Sharmitzino Bishas, Bekamaduchti, Shamei Ram, Hoyim Achapshin, Umanashkin, Lebnei Seyem, Vachiyay Seyem. Father Shas that they kissed their daughters or sisters. Chen Kasev Yitzchak Liyon Shah Behedya. Chimashal Ebash Kasev Arambam. Mishperek Chafal of Milchus Yisurei Biyazal Shine. Kola Bola Reyes Derech Ivorim. A Shechibek Venishach Derech Taiva. Venehenev Kiravasar is Elohim Benatar. So Rambam's Lashin is that Negia is Asar if it's Derech Taiva. Bechay Kasev. Hasmag v'kasatayra alma deini like el b'derek taiva b'chibas bia zol doleke beisayse l'kamas v'simukov tzadikei gabi misha shatefek v'ishtay nida chayla. Not like the beisayse if later in Yeridaya by your husband whose wife is a nida and serving as a doctor, misha shatefek is a medical procedure. So it comes out that the makar for the giyah she'ina shalchiva being mutter is the shas. Now, it's interesting, Shach doesn't say the word mutter. The Shach says, there's no Sidai Raisa. But he doesn't mention this in Rabbanon either. And this is the makar for the whole idea of the Nigiyah She'ene Shalchiba is not something that's Aser. And in Klai Yisrael, they have those all that's mutter, those all that's Aser. And in the Har and the Har Upashtei. The whole my argument about shaking hands with a woman is a question of whether shaking hands is Nigiyah Shalchiba or not Nigiyah Shalchiba. That's the... That's the argument. That's the dispute. And those that's what Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe holds it's aser because he holds the negiyah shalchiba. Those who hold it's mutter holds the negiyah she'ena shalchiba. The Stipler writes it's yarei v'ayaver because he holds it's negiyah shalchiba. And the Mechaber says negiyah shalchiba is yarei zav israel d'arayis is yarei v'ayaver. I guess that's part of the issue. If a person does it because he's obligated to, he's on an interview and he doesn't shake hands, he's not going to get the job. So I would hold that's less the Giyah Shalchiba. When someone meets an acquaintance and shakes hands, it's more the Giyah Shalchiba. It's usually that when you have to do it, that doesn't show any interest in the person. And when you choose to do it, then it shows friendship, it shows a closeness. So I don't know, this is, the yeshiva, I have it all the time, Someone is, I know he's going on interviews, he says he wants to sit down and talk to me. I said, I know. You want to know about the yarmulke and about shaking hands? That's the thing. When I tell people about shaking hands, look, it's a machlaikis. Out in the world, they already paskin on the shaila. But one thing, if you need it to get a job, and you do it to get a job, doesn't mean that after you got the job and you're working, that you have to shake hands with everybody. It's not, what? Ava? I don't know. There's a Taz that says there's no heta Ava in a place where Ava is desired. There's a Taz later that says that in a place where Chazal Megazer is that you shouldn't have chiba with someone, so you can say it's Ava. What do you mean it's Ava? The whole idea is that you shouldn't be chiba.
What does the words mean?
I think that means in a chiba that shows a caring, that it's a romantic caring. That's why I understand chiba is bia to me.
Bia,
so chiba is bia, I think.
Even if you're friends with her, it's not
a chiba is bia. All right. Obviously, it means a step towards it, but that's the argument. If it means, look. I'm a Ramakam Hanilach. I'm just reading the words to you. I'm not not paskening.
There is a watershed that is queen shaking hands. There's no possibility of a romantic attachment to this queen or whatever. So,
you mean because the queen is 88 years old? So, like Tysus, Rabbeinu Tam, Goit is much. No, a guy. We're going to have later that the Heter Rabbeinu Tam is on a man who's a guy. The B.S. Zirmasim goes on a male.
It's
a guy. It's a Rabbanim. That's Machlis the Torah and the Rambam by the Shavamim. It's Machlis if it's the Rashi Rabbanim. Right? By Shavamim, and there's a lot in the Torah. Machlaikis, if it goes only to Sheva Amimin, it goes on all. That's a Machlaikis, the Torah and the Rambam. No. It's Machlaikis, the Torah and the Rambam. If in Kedushin, and then it's Maybe it's not an Arab. But well, it talks here about a guy. Let's see the next line. The bottom line of the page. This sif is taking us more weeks than any sif. I guess it's appropriate. Yisrael, a guy who's Bayal Abbas Yisrael, oh, an important din. He says that, oh, so that already we have to look here in the Mefarshim. Tazvav, Pirish Vipinuya. See, Tazvav back on the other side. This heter of Avik Chavim Abbas Yisrael is not Yarg Val Yavar. The Taz says, Pirish Vipinuya, Akein Ein Bogile Arayis, the E Deras Nus, Einis Arak Makayach Gezeris Bezdin, Shal Shem. What? Ain't there guys? Kakoilo, he's going to say that. 1 second. Ain't it Sarag Makayak Zeres Bezin? Shal Shame. I Dera Chasnus. Molaisis Chatim Bon Nafka. Dava Mishar Averis. Molaisis Chatim Bon is not one of the three Averis. Engel Eres, Elbeisha Sishni Yisrael. Inami Yisrael, Habal, Avedis Kechavim. He says the heter of a guy is a Goyish man and a Jewish woman. There's no Dereis. But Yisrael Abal Vayitz Kechavim the Mechayvi Misa Same the Kanaan Paygim Bay Mechayvi Kristus Chashvin and Leike because be Hashem Shema Rambam. So Chloy Mil Fizeh the Esther Penuya Haya Haisa Vloy Sviru Lei Drasha Da Tikri Lepas El Labayis Kosh Kosh Bishya Zeh Kosh Am Rabbi Perak Bet Zayra Omeir Siv Zayim Mashvi De Matzals Nefashis Toli Bishiyavar Aveira Achs Miatzmai Harizeh Tovei Loi Aydezeh Tovei Lei Atzola Mutolas Is Kain. So what's he saying? He's saying that an Eved Kechava Babas Yisrael, that heter is only Hipnuya, and that would explain, the Gemara says, Tefarhes Yahaya, it doesn't say Esther Gilei Arayis Haisa, so it would explain that either she was a Pnuya, or if you hold the Goya Babas Yisrael is not an Isser. Now, someone asked that she's a Pnuya anyway, she's Kaka Olam anyway, so here we have to look. First of all, Shach Yudalit says the same thing, Dafka Pnuya. But Eish Asish to a guy is Gilei Arayis. But let's see the Pischei Tshuva Yud Beis. Abbas Yisrael. Why did it say Abbas Yisrael is on a guy is not Yarek Val Yavar, is not Gilei Arayis. So he says, oh, I'm sorry, first time with this Shach Yud Gimel is what I was looking for. The Kasha, that what do you mean? A guy with a Bas Yisrael, anyway, it's Kaka Olam anyway, Shach Yud Gimel. It says here, a guy with a Bas Yisrael is not Yarek Val Yavar. So the Kasha is, it's Kaka Olam anyhow. What's the difference? So that's Shach Yud Gimel. And it's important Shach because of what comes out from it. Kagoin Shehi Oysa Maisa. Shemeviya ha'erva aleha. Kamash kusarash perish perik hamidiksodis. But Taisus say perik besaramayr. What do you need this? She's kaka ilam anyway. He says, but it's physically possible to have a maisa bia where the man is passive and the woman is active, where she is the one who brings about the maisa's nus. He says, that must be the case here. Demlaike typically goli of the maisa. The remote kaka ilam is mutter anyway. So this must be talking that she does a maisa. Now, there's an important shach, I'll tell you why. There's a Me'iri that asks by Esther, Karko Ailam Haisa. So the Me'iri asks, what do you mean Karko Ailam? She wasn't active. She's the one that walked into the palace. And she's the one that enticed him and invited him. And everyone wondered what she was trying to do with him. So the Me'iri, strangely enough, says that until she did it that last time that Mordechai sent her, so she was never Aser. Every other time she was forced. The king had to send soldiers to drag her and to put her into the bed. And she didn't do one maisa because that would all not be karka ilam.
There was one of Yeshura.
Yeah, okay. That's where the Miri got it from. The thing is that the Miri holds that every maisa is Osir, it's not Kaka Ilam. That's a plea. From this Shach, we see not that way. The Shach, in order to explain this, says, when is a woman Yarg Val Yavar? Kagoy Chi Oysa Maisa Shemeviya Ha'erva Aleha. that in the act of the Maisis Nus, she's doing an act, then she has the same din as a man. It's Yarg Val Yavar. Why didn't he answer Kagain that she goes there willingly? He doesn't say that. So it's clear from the Shach that he doesn't agree Ladino with the Mi'iri. Besides that, it's a plea that Achshresh, you married to such a woman who never is willing to come, never comes willingly. She never comes at all. Yeah.
Still a
mice, yeah. The Har Vayav has always a gun to that.
And they don't
hold
like
Rabbi. No, that's the Gemara's kasha. Miruchim says that's the Gemara's kasha. I asked for has you have a. Wait, that's what the Gemara asks.
No, Well,
the Gemara asks for has you have. The Gemara answers Karka Ilam. According to the Teretz of Karka Ilam, so mice would be awesome. The question is, what mice? Mimi's saying that she didn't do ma'isim, and he's saying that it's funny because at that time she zichet to the ma'isim, like Karasi Lavei El HaMelech. In that act, she definitely came on her own.
So, I don't know. The Abed Yaal did what she did to kill Sisera, but before she killed him, she wasn't allowed to do what she was doing.
Right. What the Gemara says, Gedei Laver Lishma. All right, could be a very lishma. Tais by Zirmas is Zirmas. Sometimes doesn't bring you oil. I remember, it brings the oil. But all right.
She wasn't a
pliya. She was not a pliya.
What's the difference between the shach and the meir?
What?
What's the difference between the shach and the meir?
Between the shach
and the meir.
The meiri said the shach says the yarg valyavar is in the maisabia. If a woman is active in the maisabia, yarg valyavar. The Miri says that even just walking into the house, going there with the intent of the Maisabiyah, is also Yarg Vayav. Why? Why did the Shach have to say this? The Shach could have said, Kagain, she is a Maisa. Yeah, but you don't have to pick such a strange case. You just say that she willingly goes into her bed. She willingly goes
into her
bed.
So she's willingly walking to the house.
Yeah, willingly walk into the house. If you hold that Yarg Vayavar, the Shach could have said such a case. The Shach is more limited. The Shach is saying, would it otherwise be Yarg Vayavar? Only Shemidiyah Erev Olel. The Shach doesn't say Kagain that she does any Maisa to facilitate. Doesn't say that. Alright, the last part of this Ramah we're going to get to next week is Oivdei Kechavim Sha'amul Yisrael Tenu Lanu Echad Mikem in Argenu. All right, I guess we'll get it to a neck. This is the famous issue of Goyim will come to a yid and say, surrender one of them, one of you, or we'll kill all of you. So I don't know why it's all one sif, but it's been a while by Sheva Ben Bichri. That's Shmuel still. That's still Shmuel. The end of Shmuel, which is more than 12 years ago. Okay. Review it.